This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. The Te Deum has its roots in the ancient history of the Catholic Church, supposedly originating in a spontaneous recitation by Saints Augustine and Ambrose at the former's baptism in the year 387. But most music listeners have probably encountered it as a celebratory hymn performed at a festive occasion, such as the consecration of a church official, a royal coronation, or the celebration of a military victory. Not necessarily the kind of major work you might expect from an avowed atheist like Hector Berlioz, except for that latter occasion, more political than theological. By 1830, just after the premiere of his Symphonie Fantastique, Berlioz had been through several attempts to put together some kind of grand musical extravaganza in honor of Napoleon. There was no particular occasion that spurred this plan, and the work itself never came together, but Berlioz ended up using many of those musical ideas in other works, including what became his own Te Deum. Although Berlioz spent most of 1849 working on the Te Deum, he hardly mentioned it in his otherwise extensive memoirs. He had planned to premiere it in 1852 at the coronation ceremony for Napoleon III, then later that same year at Napoleon's wedding, but nothing came of either plan. But in 1855, Napoleon decided that Paris should host a World's Fair, and Berlioz and a consortium of co-producers decided to organize a concert for the eve of the fair's opening at the Church of Saint-Eustache. A new organ had recently been installed there, and it seemed reasonable that attendees at the exposition would want to hear it, an organ being, after all, a wonder of engineering. Berlioz's Te Deum would turn out to be the wonder of the musical world. Berlioz used the standard Latin text of the liturgical Te Deum, but reordered some parts of it, creating a libretto to follow his own dramatic arc. He distributed his text among six movements, which he identifies in the score as hymns, prayers, or, in the case of the finale, both. He also wrote two strictly orchestral movements, which are rarely performed. In fact, he directed that they should never be used in performances that did not have some direct military connection. The Te Deum opens with a suitably dramatic call and response between the organ and the orchestra, which in the opening performance were set up at opposite ends of the nave. The chorus enters, actually two choruses, in what turns into a dense six-part fugue, Te Deum Laudamus, We Praise Thee, O God. Make that three choruses. Berlioz was inspired by a concert he had heard in London that involved a 6,500-voice children's chorus. Here, the children's choir sings in unison, evoking medieval plain song and, as Berlioz put it, representing the people adding their voice from time to time to the great ceremony of sacred music. End quote. The second movement, Tibi Omnes, or All the Angels Cry Out to You, is framed by ceremonial organ solos, echoed by the orchestra. At the phrase Sanctus Deus Sabaoth, Holy Lord of Hosts, the mixed choruses hover like angels. A long organ introduction leads to Dignare Domine, Lord, keep us sinless this day. The two mixed choirs come together to raise the roof for the hymn Christe Rex Gloriae, O Christ, you are the King of Glory. Things settle back down for the tenor aria, Te Ergo Quae Sumus, the prayer, and so we pray to you. It's the only appearance for the tenor soloist in the Te Deum, and Berlioz had recycled this aria from an Agnus Dei in a solemn mass he had written in 1824. The final section, Iudex Crederis, We Believe That You Will Come to Judge Us, is the longest section and the one that brings the work to its ultimate climax. It's built entirely on the material in this organ solo. Including a section where the orchestra calls up the Day of Judgment by imitating the sound of tolling bells. Berlioz builds towards his massive sonic finale by constructing an unusual fugue in which each phrase ends a note higher than the previous one. A drawn-out coda features several possible endings, but only one brings the work to the spectacular conclusion it deserves. The premiere of the Te Deum was a triumph for Berlioz, a far cry from the treatment he had received at the premiere of the Symphonie Fantastique 25 years earlier, when Rossini had commented, "What a good thing it isn't music," and most of the Parisian music world saw it as evidence that Berlioz, though brilliant, was completely insane. What they could acknowledge this time around was that this Te Deum, like its composer, did indeed show some respect for tradition, just not too much. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.